Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. I've got some folks in here. We're talking about the Shriners Hospitals for Children, and they have a local screening. I tell you what, we talked a little bit a while ago about what the hospitals do, but or you and I did off the air a little bit too, Jim. Go into a little bit more, let's do a little bit more detail on what the Shriners do for kids and what their hospitals are all about.
Well, our hospital, we have 22 of them in total. There's one in Mexico, one in Canada, and 20 in the United States. And basically, they're orthopedic in nature. Muscles, bones, joints, spine.
Yeah, we were mainly talking about walking and legs and that kind of thing, but it's all kinds
of
different
things. Hands, fingers, arms, anything to do with that. Plus, we have burn centers. We have four burn centers in the United States, one on the East Coast, and I can't offhand tell you where that is. We have one in Cincinnati, Ohio, one in Houston, Texas, and then one on the West Coast, and I think it's in the San Diego area, if I'm not sure or not mistaken. But the burns, of course, that is mainly emergency.
Yeah.
And we have a transportation set up there that actually, if the emergency room nurse or any nurse from the hospital they are first taken to calls the burn center nearest and talks to the charge nurse, she has the authority and ability to set up whatever transportation is needed immediately.
And you haul folks over to Cincinnati, too, for that kind of thing. Okay?
Yeah, well, we
haul them
not
back
so
and
much,
forth on follow-up, maybe.
Not so much for burns, but yes, on follow-up appointments and or in the past few years, they have started treating, if I'm using the right term, port wine stain birthmarks.
Okay.
They are removing those now with laser. And that is a part of the surgery for burns and all that. They have a plastic surgery area. I think they're probably doing that at Chicago also, since that's our cleft palate, cleft lip area. And that's the hospital for the Midwest for that. And so they do that there too.
Will they be screening for that as well this week in Fairfield?
There will be, yes. If a child that comes in needs to go to one of the other hospitals, Chicago, Cincinnati. That would be the other two main places that they would go from this area. St. Louis would take care of just about anything else we do. But, yes, we would have the screening. And let me say this. It's not just kids from Wayne County.
Uh-huh.
If you're listening to this program and you have a child, no matter Edwards County, Wabash, wherever you are, or if you know a child that lives within the distance to get down here to it. If they're Mattoon or Caro, if they want to come, we'll see them here.
How often do you have the screenings, and how many locations will you have them? It seems like they've had them in Olney recently or sometime over the past few years.
Any of the clubs are asked to have screening clinics that want. There are about 30 clubs in our INOD territory.
Uh-huh.
And we have a little over 30 units also, and any of the clubs or units can promote the screening clinics. I don't have a list of how many, but there will be two or three a month in various areas of Southern Illinois.
Talk a little bit about the I had my mind and I just blew right past me. Tell me about how many folks will they see at this screening clinic.
Well, I think the most we've had since we've been involved here is 9 families. Maybe we've had as low as 1. Maybe the first year we only may have gotten 1, but it will vary.
Was 9 the last time?
9 was last year, and of those 7 families qualified to have appointments at the hospital in St. Louis.
That must make you, as a Shriner, feel very proud of what the Shriners do.
Sure.
Tell me about the St. Louis Hospital. I know that last time I had you on here talking about St. Louis Hospital. It was brand new.
And
it wasn't even open yet, was it?
I don't think you want to get me started on the hospital. Yeah, it was.
Is that good or bad?
Oh, it's good. It is the greatest.
I got another 25 minutes to kill if you want to talk about St. Louis Hospital, Jim.
We opened the hospital in June, and June 1st.
Of this year. Okay.
And everybody was leery.
Wait a minute. You opened the hospital right at the same time you're doing a circus?
Yes.
That may not have been the smartest thing in the world.
That's a good opportunity to mention this.
Okay.
Our St. Louis Hospital has 21 temples involved in sending children to it.
Okay.
So Inod and our circus, we were just one.
Oh,
even
I
though
see.
We were close.
I see.
There were still other 20 others that were very much busy sending kids, bringing kids, whatever.
Yeah.
And it did. The circus didn't stop us from taking them. In fact, I was on a Cincinnati run the day our circus got here.
Oh, is that right?
And didn't get back till that evening. But yes, it's a brand new building for St. Louis. It's right on I-6440. Sits right on the edge, just before you get to Barnes Hospital. You'll
okay,
see
they've
it.
Moved it closer to town, didn't
moved
they?
Moved it closer in. The old hospital was 280,000 square feet. We had 40 bedrooms. That meant we could handle 80 patients at a time and had three operating rooms. It was just a massive four-floor, really spread out, and it was a great hospital, don't get me wrong. But it opened in 1963, and it served us well until now. This hospital is 90,000 square feet.
Well, really? So it's
on four floors.
One quarter of the size.
Much smaller. But if you just stop and think, most of our surgeries now are outpatient surgeries.
Uh-huh.
Even if it's a major surgery, the patient only has to say maybe a day or two. We have six patient rooms capable of handling two patients each. That would be 12 patients. And if they stay more than one night, they will be taken over to Children's Hospital, which is only two blocks away,
mm-hmm.
and taken care of by the same doctors over there that we have. But mainly it's more of a clinical atmosphere.
Really?
And when they go in there, a first-time patient may be there 2 to 4 hours. The rest of the times, if it, depending on what it's there for, casting or something, maybe only an hour. So it's an in and out situation on probably 99% of the patients that come.
No kidding. I'm talking with Jim Onstott of the Wayne County Shriners, along with Kayla Bell, the PA out at the Horizon Healthcare, and also with Holly Barrett, nurse manager out at Horizon Healthcare. And Kayla, whenever you get the opportunity to, after a screening such as these, after screenings such as these, will you do follow-up with the physicians over in the Shriners Hospital, or do they take you out of it and you're done?
No, I unfortunately don't know the follow-through or the follow-up. I'm not employed by Shriners. I just do this as a voluntary thing for the clinic, and I wish I could find out more about the kids and what happens, but...
Well, with HIPAA and stuff like that, you probably wouldn't be able to either, right, Jim?
That's the main thing. Even though I have names here of families and know who's from here,
right.
We are sworn not to.
Sure.
Their privacy is as good as anybody's,
yeah.
and they are entitled to all the privacies the same as anybody.
Well, that's what I wonder if some folks ever... think about, well, I don't want to take my kid to a screening because there are other people there and folks are going to know what's going on with my kid or something like that.
When they go back to see Kayla, they go just that family,
sure.
one at a time.
Yeah.
The rest of them are in the waiting room. It's just like going to the doctor anywhere. You go in, you sign in, and you wait for your turn. And this screening clinic is the same. You do not have to have an appointment. You can just walk in and like I say, they'll guarantee that they're going to be there from 5 to 6:15. If somebody comes in and we don't get them all done by 6:15, they're not going to walk out and leave. They'll see everybody that's there at 6:15.
And you said you've had some with just the single, like one single family or something. What's the most you think you could handle? I mean, if you had nine last time, that was probably relatively involved discussions and interviews with these families, isn't it, Kayla?
Sometimes it's a very fast process because, like I said, the parents already are aware of the medical condition.
They know what's going on.
So it's pretty much a yes, you qualify, no, you or. Yeah, well, I don't even make that decision. I just fill out the application for the patient, and then that goes on to see if they qualify. So sometimes it's a pretty fast process. Last year we had another physician assistant helping, Selena McCandless, who also works at Horizon, but she is on maternity leave. So
so you get
it,
everybody.
It falls on me this year, which is okay. That's fine. I enjoy doing it. And so we can accommodate whoever walks in. Like he said, we're not going to leave or turn people away. But, you know, if you can get there right at 5 o'clock and we can kind of get a heads up on how many people are going to be there, it shouldn't be a long wait, and we can probably roll through pretty quickly.
You were going to say something else?
Well, one thing that I have failed to mention, we have two gentlemen coming out from St. Louis, a man by the name of Carl Hall, who is a volunteer. Carl is, I think, in his early 80s, and he volunteers at our hospital in St. Louis over 2,000 hours a year. Now, that's full-time
work. That's full-time volunteer.
It certainly is. And Carl has been doing that for several years. He's a great gentleman, and he's my idea of Shriner.
Really? How do you mean?
He's just doing it to help the kids.
Yeah.
That's basically why we're Shriners.
So he'll come out here to help coordinate the whole thing?
He does. He coordinates with the PAs and with
Holly.
Holly. And we also have a man by the name of Ray Rohr coming. Ray is a past potentate of INOD. He is also an employee of St. Louis Hospital. He's also been chairman of the Board of Governors of St. Louis Hospital. He served 3 years as that, and he is now on staff, and it's his job to get out and promote these screening clinics to help find more patients. We're not operating, and it's no secret, we're not operating at a full capacity in all of our hospitals, and Ray is one of the guys that's getting out there and helping let people know. A lot of people don't know what we do and who we take, who we don't take. And so it's still, as hard as we work and as many times as we talk about it and as many circuses and parades as we're in, there's still people that don't know what Shriners is.
Well, now that's true. And I'll go ahead and ask you about the financial aspects of this. These are free screenings.
These are free. Absolutely.
And the care, for the most part, given by the Shriners is also free, right?
Unless... We serve every child that comes in, regardless of the family's ability to pay.
Yeah, that's just that's the amazing thing that folks don't realize whenever they do go to the circus, or whenever they do. You think of Shriners sometimes. You think of the guys doing the figure eights in the middle of the road, right? Yeah. Yeah, Holly and Kayla both said yes. They love that part of it. I love that part of it too. But that's all. That's all there to the greater end, isn't it?
It is. It is. And I mentioned earlier to you, I think off the air, we used to be able to come up here and say, "Hey, it's free. Come on, everything."
Can't quite do that anymore.
In 2000, I think it was 2008, we started accepting insurance if the family had it and if the family applies for it. They don't have to. We'll still treat the child. But if there's a copay, we forego that. And so for all intents and purpose, it's free, but IRS won't let us say it's free.
Yeah.
It's regardless of the family's ability to pay.
Well, that's still in 2015 just an amazing part of that, especially that they're able to build new hospitals.
It costs us about $750 million a year to operate our program.
Is that right? Wow. Talking with Jim Onstad along with Kayla Bell. She's a PA, and I didn't even let Holly talk this time. But Holly's been saving up. She's going to really blurt out a lot of stuff here in the next when we come back after the spot. You're listening to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW FM in Fairfield. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Texas singer-songwriter, and this is the most recent CD. It's entitled The Grifter's Hymnal. Please welcome to the program Ray Wiley Hubbard.
I was a young man about 21 years old, y'all. All I wanted was a stripper girlfriend and a gold top Les Paul. Be careful of the things you wish for, you might get them. There was a nightclub in Dallas. It's called Mother Blues. It's where Lightning Hopkins played and Freddie King even paid some dues. And all the dealers and gamblers.
Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW FM, Fairfield, Illinois. My name is Bruce Dickey. Appreciate you joining the show this morning. I've got guests from my right, Holly Barrett, the nurse manager at Horizon Healthcare. Kayla Bell's in the middle. She's a PA out at Horizon. And Jim Onstott, he's with the Wayne County Shriners Club. And they we've been talking about the screening clinic taking place this week at the Horizon Healthcare, taking place on Thursday, September 24th. At 5 o'clock, and he said they'll go to 6:15, but you'll go later if there you got more people there, right, Jim?
Absolutely, yes.
And they'll be glad to help folks. Before we get back into that kind of conversation with the about the Shriners, tell me a little bit, Kayla, about some of the other things. I know that you're not a specialist in osteopathic stuff. All right, what do you do now? Granted, I'm 49 years old. My elbow hurts a lot. I've got tennis elbow. How can you help tennis elbow? I'm asking right now for a little free doctor advice.
I thought you were joking about that earlier.
No, I'm serious. a buddy of mine told me that I should hold my arm out like this and like do some kind of exercise like that. And he says that that'll strengthen my elbow. Is that correct?
Well, you know, any kind of tendonitis, our recommendations are rest, ice, anti-inflammatories.
Ice with beer in it? Or
well, your choice, I guess. Usually application to the area.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see. Different. I see. Yes. Okay. All right.
And then, you know, physical therapy is very beneficial. So if your friend is a licensed therapist, you might listen to him.
He's not.
Oh, okay.
He's an attorney.
And there are some straps and braces that might benefit you as well.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
See, now I owe her a soda, Jim. I owe her something anyway. But see, that skips me having to come to the free clinic. The screening clinic. And you're not caring for 49-year-old people at the screening clinic, are you?
No, we're not.
All right. Tell me all about we've talked about a few of the things that you'll be looking for. I'm kind of surprised that you deal with sports injuries at these clinics. Do you see much of that, or is it are the kids throwing a baseball too much, or what do you see?
Well, I think that's actually a new addition this year. To what we're screening for. Uh-huh. I think most sports injuries are probably minor enough that can be treated locally by your primary care provider.
Right.
But I think if you think that maybe you need a little additional screening and therapy, maybe you need to come in and we can see what we can do for you as far as filling out your application for the Shriners. And then again, they would have to accept you, you know, once they go through that referral process.
Once they go through the process.
Yeah.
We were talking in the break a little bit about how, I don't know how well to put it, but folks go to the doctor, they'll take their infants to the doctors. The kids will go to the doctor for their regular run of tests and exams by the time they're two years old. But at some points, some folks don't take their kids to the doctor all that much after that age,
right?
Yeah, I mean,
we still recommend after your child turns two, we do regular well-child checks up until two. But they should still continue to come in yearly for, you know, around their birthday time is a good reminder to just get a yearly checkup to talk to the physicians about immunizations, any kind of health concerns they may have, just health education in general. It's just great to see the physician or the PA every year, just to keep a good relationship with the provider as just well.
So
we don't want to just see them when they're sick.
You want to see somebody so you'll know what they're about their life.
But then we're also screening for these disorders and other disorders that may not be apparent to the parents. And so,
how do you screen for neurological disorders?
Well, we do a musculoskeletal exam.
Oh, really?
Yes, and then we run them through a few exercises and look for any kind of deficit, and then we do a developmental screening as well to see if on their well checks.
Right.
This isn't the Shriner screening, but on our well check, we would go through a developmental milestones to see if they meet up with that. And so it's important to be seen not only for kids but adults too. You should have your yearly checkups.
Talking about the Shriners things, I'm looking at the conditions that they treat in St. Louis. And I'm presuming that you're not going to be screening for all of them, but you might be. I mean, that's when you talk to folks and figure out what all they're needing. Would you be able to determine if someone might be a candidate for having juvenile rheumatoid arthritis or something like that?
Yes, maybe. I mean, again, it might be a condition that the family is already aware of, and they just want to get maybe a second opinion or want to go for further. Testing, but
another thing on that list is scoliosis. Is that a congenital disease, or will it develop after somebody is growing?
Scoliosis is usually screened more rigorously through teenage years because it develops quickly during growth spurts, and so that's something we do check at your yearly checkup or sports exams and your school physicals. We always look for scoliosis during those teenage years.
Now, Holly,
I
told you I was going to talk to you, and now you're going to be on the radio, okay?
All right. I'm ready.
All right. Now, so your job at this thing on Thursday night, you're going to be basically helping walk the kids through to get back in there to the nurse PA, Kayla, here.
Yes.
You said you have new nurses there, too? Who have you hired?
Well, we have a new nurse practitioner, Wayne Stinnett. He is a family nurse practitioner. He's from the Albin area originally.
Uh-huh.
He did a clinical rotation in family medicine with Horizon Healthcare during his training, and we noticed that he would be a really good fit with our mission of Fairfield Memorial Hospital and its culture.
Okay.
So he is board certified as a family nurse practitioner and also board certified by the American Academy of Critical Care Nurses.
Well, good, good. You brought you. Let me see his picture. Have I seen him before?
I don't know. He would be on our Fairfield Memorial website.
I don't think I've seen him. New guy. So you always see the new guys. You always look for the new guy, don't you, Jim?
That's right. That's right. One thing that I just happened to think of, we have excellent medical care here in Wayne County.
Yeah.
With all we have, and we're not looking for people that would ordinarily be taken care of here. What we're looking for are the children that need help from a specialist of some sort,
right.
And would if they went out here on their own, automatically be sent on to a specialist somewhere in maybe St. Louis or some other area anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the children that we need to see. They're doing a great job here, and our hospital is probably the best it's ever been right now.
Well, see, now that's the thing. You'll see other hospitals around this in Southern Illinois closing. Or you'll see, and it's tough to see.
When I was growing up, everybody, as a rule, thought that Olney, East Richland, was the best hospital around. They were getting a lot of people up there, but our hospital has gotten so much better. It's really grown leaps and bounds in the last 10, 15 years. You just wouldn't believe it, and. We don't want people to think that we're trying to take business away from here. That's not it at all. We're wanting the children that need to go on and be treated by the specialists. We've got our hospital is in the top 10 rated hospitals.
Oh, really?
In the United States, and they are the same doctors that are at Barnes Hospital, that are at Children's Hospital in St. Louis, Washington University Hospital, Cardinal Glennon. Those doctors work at all those hospitals, and that's how we stay in the top 10 all the time is because of those specialists there.
Well, that's an outstanding stat. I didn't realize that. Let's talk a little bit more about the Shriners before we get out of here. We talked about how the hospital in St. Louis and the pricing of it. Shriners isn't getting any younger, is it? You could probably handle some more members.
We need a lot more members. In 1982, we had 996,000 members in the world. Unfortunately, and it hurts me to say it, in January this year, we had 290,000.
Down two-thirds, basically.
Yes.
Well, that's a rough way to go. That's a rough way to keep an organization going.
We need young men to get interested in helping children, and that's basically what we're all about. You'll see the signs out there, and it's a good motto, Shriners having fun, helping kids.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. And if we don't have fun, you don't get any help at all.
Yeah.
And it will eventually be gone. But we need younger men to get involved in the Shrine and help us with this activity that we're doing.
Well, that's the thing. It's good activities, and it's also a lot of fun too, isn't it? Because I mentioned the cars going around in figure eights, and they do that. The Mount Vernon Shrine Club does that, right? Or some of the other ones.
Oh yeah, there's a club, a motorized unit out of Clay County. There's a motorized unit at Albion in Edwards County.
Yeah.
Let's see. Williamson County has a great one. Old National Trail at Vandalia has a big motorized unit. There's probably 10 different ones in Inod Temple alone.
You know, when we had our Shriners had the limo, was that like the first car of an intended fleet of limos doing figure eights too? That would have been pretty cool.
That never did come about. There have been some adverse comments made on that limo.
I suspect so. I'm glad those days are over, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I really appreciate all three of you coming out here today. Is there anything else we need to cover?
Keep in mind this screening clinic. Tell anybody that you know that has a child that you think might need us. And then once again, if they need transportation to the screening clinic, my phone number is 618-553-7392.
Give me that again.
618-553-7392.
And for more information about this clinic, what number do you call here?
You could call the Horizon Healthcare number. Our number is 618-842-4617. And you could ask to speak with me, Holly Barrett, the nurse manager, and I can try to answer any of your questions about the screening clinic.
That's great. The screening clinic coming up this Thursday, September 24th, at the Horizon Healthcare here in Fairfield. That's on 213 Northwest 10th Street, Suite A. That's in Suite A out of the Horizon Healthcare place. It sounds like it's going to be a wonderful deal.
Yeah, we certainly are looking forward to it.
Well, thanks very much for coming in, guys.
That's
the Bruce Dickey Show for today. Kayla, appreciate it. Great to meet you.
Nice meeting you.
And I'll work on my elbow.
Okay, good.
Have a great day, folks. That's the Bruce Dickey Show for today.